On the border between Sudan and South Sudan, the citizens of the Blue Nile and Nuba Mountains live with the sound of warfare, gunfire between Sudanese forces and rebels who would prefer to be part of South Sudan. But once that dust settles, the people of Blue Nile and the Nuba Mountains make a very different sound. Fighting the sounds of war with the sounds of music. That's the premise of a new documentary called Beats of the Antonov. Ajuj Kuka is the creator of the film, and he says that before you can understand the music, you have to understand the complexity of Sudan's cultural history.
In 2011, the country split, and that's what most people know. And then a lot of people think that that was the end of it, and that was the end of the conflict, and now everything is good. But what happened was there's people who are in Blue Nile and Nuba Mountains who are fighting alongside the South. And when the split happened, because the split happened along the lines that were drawn by the British before independence, the people from Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile were not considered part of South Sudan. They were considered part of North Sudan. So when the split happened, they were just remained part of North Sudan. And then what the government tried to do was to disarm them. And in the process of disarming them, they started this new conflict, new civil war. And that's the civil war we have right now that started in 2011. And that's what the film is about. It's actually the war that's happening in North Sudan after the split.
And a big part of that war and that conflict, it is a war of independence or a continued civil war, but a big part of the backdrop is sort of the cultural and religious identity between the people who live in the Blue Nile region that you spent time with and the government in Khartoum. And it's really a conflict in many ways between sort of an Arab Muslim culture in the north and a more African identity in the south. And the music that you talk about so much really sort of comes out in that conflict. And I'd like to hear you talk about that a little bit and what it means to the people in your film.
Yeah, so it's actually it's more complicated than a simple African-Arab conflict. There's like 57 different ethnic groups in Sudan. And the best way to show it is actually to look at the music and the dance, because then you start knowing what these people really are. And then it's very easy to realize how African this is and how rooted it is, and to actually start to understand the complexity of identity.
And your film really revolves around the music at the center of the lives of the people in Blue Nile. You spoke to one woman, a Sudanese refugee named Insaf Awad. Let's hear from her now.
Culture protects us. If people don't release their pain, they will become miserable without these parties to lift their spirits. When people are anxious and disturbed, dancing helps them get over it.
And that's an analysis that is, she was looking around her and analyzing it. A lot of people are just doing it. They're just using music to just be happy and enjoy the moment. I mean, when I was inspired to make the film, it is when I heard this music and I saw how happy people are and actually participated in these parties. And I just noticed that there's another side to the story. It's not just a single story of these victims and they having a hard time. It's just a story of humans and how they can, in the worst of conditions, find the best in life and smile and be able to actually look towards the future.
You also feature an instrument that I'd never heard of before called the rababa. And here's Sudanese musician Joda Bujut. He's a rababa player. Let's listen to him talk about this instrument a little bit.
When you play the rababa, people forget their hardships for a moment. They enter a state of happiness. When you see me play, don't you feel happy? You join the dance like everyone else.
So, Hajuj, I had never seen a rababa before I watched your film. Describe what it is and sort of the place it has in the music that the people in Blue Nile enjoy all the time.
So the rababa is a very traditional instrument that's found throughout East Africa all the way up to Egypt. And it's this string instrument. And the beauty about the one we listen to in the refugee camp that Joda plays is actually he recreated it from plates and found objects. And the strings were from this motorcycle brakes. And then he used this old radio that vibrates a certain way. And then when he sings into it, the sound is a little distorted. So it has this electronic new feel to it. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's on the rebaba that's made out of metal now. The traditional one is made out of wood, but because they had to run away without taking the instruments, then, I mean, you have to pick up kids and you have to pick up food, so the last thing you can pick up is an instrument. So they had to recreate it. And then now you have this, it's an amazing new electronic sounding, fresh sound.
I loved it too, and at the same time, it draws me right back to the terrible part of your film, Hajuj, because you have a music documentary, a dance documentary that has combat footage. The people in your film jump in trucks, armed personnel carriers. They go right off to war. You're there with them as the guns crack and the Kalashnikovs go off and the bombs from the Antonovs rain down on them. It's a little hard to take.
Yeah. And actually getting bombed at the first time and just the whole vibration and the sound and the bombing is just an experience that is that makes you think a lot about humanity and why is this happening and why are we killing each other, especially we're all Sudanese. And like a civil war is the worst kind of war, and it's a real war and people are dying. So to me, it was very important to show that, just to show that, okay, it's not all people are dancing. This is the most horrific situation you can be in. But then it was the whole idea that we need to end this war. There has to be a solution so people can stop dying. And I think that's why from then on, I went into the deeper, like, why are we killing each other, and trying to find the core reasons for this so we can hopefully, as Sudanese and as everybody else who cares about people in that area, can find solutions.
And as a Sudanese person, Hajuj, do you see a way out here? I mean, so much of your film details the difficulty of cultural hegemony between the Blue Nile region and Khartoum. Is there a way out here?
It is complicated. Being there, I found that there is a solution. And I think in the film, I have it where there was a scene where people come together to solve an issue. And once people come out and say, okay, I'm wrong, and this is the problem, and apologize, then people can sit down and find a solution. And I think as Sudanese people, we can find a solution. And I'm hoping that the solution we find can be used by humanity to try to solve this global issue of identity and global issue of how do we live together and actually celebrate our identity instead of actually fighting along it. So to me, I dream of a Sudan that celebrates its diversity. It's like we have a national identity that considers the 57 different ethnic groups.
Hajuj Kuka is a filmmaker. He's the creator of Beats of the Antonov, a new documentary following the people of the Blue Nile region, their culture and their music in the face of civil war in Sudan. Hajuj, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Beats of the Antonov premieres on PBS on August 3rd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.